The Jazz Masters Series in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus presents Sound Prints, featuring Joe Lovano and Dave Douglas, this Wednesday, September 25th at 8 p.m. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Grammy-winning saxophonist Joe Lovano and two-time Grammy-nominated trumpeter Dave Douglas are jazz masters on their respective instruments as they lead, blend, and push the music forward, both in composition and improvisation. With their group Sound Prints, they're joined by the up-and-coming pianist Lawrence Fields, bassist Linda Oh, and drummer Joey Barron, presented as the 26th annual Easton Jazz Festival in partnership with the Easton Boys and Girls Club. Director of the Williams Center for the Arts is Ellis Finger.
Quite by accident, another program that became available to us as we planned the performance season was a quintet program that was being created for limited touring by the saxophonist Joe Lovano and the trumpet player Dave Douglas. They both were ensemble members with the octet of musicians that were brought together for recording and composition work and touring by the San Francisco Jazz Festival. And the group that tours under the rubric of the SF Jazz Collective. The philosophy of that whole program is that they get eight of the greatest jazz players, put them in a studio together in San Francisco. They create a body of work themed on the music of a single composer. The program that came here 4 years or so ago was in tribute to the music of Horace Silver. The previous year, the music that the collective focused on was the music of Wayne Shorter. And they don't cover Wayne Shorter's tunes. They draw inspiration from the mind and the spirit of the Wayne Shorter songbook. And I think Dave Douglas and Joe Lovano, who had never worked together, were so gratified by that experience of delving more deeply into the aesthetic of Shorter's music that they put together this quintet. They call it Sound Prints, and it's kind of a send-up of one of Shorter's most famous tunes, which is Footprints. So they just look back to the scope of Shorter's legendary status in jazz all the way from Miles Davis and Lee Morgan up through his current band now. They wanted to put a quintet together, and they drew three other musicians with whom they have a great deal of fun performing with. Joey Barron is maybe the best known of the three as a drummer, and he's a veteran drummer who will just kick it out of the park and keep the pulse going. The pianist is a younger gentleman, Lawrence Fields, and the bassist is a quite astonishing young woman who came from Taiwanese parents to a childhood and youth in Australia to the Berklee School of Music, and now she's one of the hottest things in the American jazz. Her name is Linda Oh. And it's a great quintet. They performed for a week at the Village Vanguard back in the end of November. Nate Shannon reviewed that program and gave it the highest accolades. It was streamed on NPR. They continued to tour that, and we're thrilled that the project is going to come to Lafayette. Don't look for covers of Wayne Shorter tunes. These are all original compositions by Lovano and Dave Douglas, and it's extraordinary. The streaming of the concert that they gave the opening night at Village Vanguard is now archived on the NPR website. But I promise you, any patrons who love the music of Wayne Shorter love the music of Joe Lovano, who's been at Lafayette about four times. This will be the first time that Dave Douglas is here. He's a revered trumpet player of just remarkable imagination, insight, creativity, a great player. And I think if anyone is the equal match on trumpet to Joe Lovano, it'll be Dave Douglas. And we welcome him for his first performance at Lafayette, if not in the Lehigh Valley. And it's a great quintet.
I know Joe Lovano's been here before, but I was pretty sure I've never seen Dave Douglas appear here. And I'm a big fan of his individual projects because he tends to really dig deep into whatever he's looking at, like early silent film stars, for instance, and remarkable pieces that he does on his own. So I'll be interested in seeing his collaboration with Joe Lovano for sure.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of his recordings, and he's a very protean kind of figure. He's just got lots of different facets to his musical identity and curiosities, and he'll take something forward, and you'll have to say, well, gosh, this is not what I expected of him. He's truthful to it, and he's authentic in how he takes it on. He works with many different musicians, plays a lot with Donnie McCaslin, who's now gigging at the Village Vanguard with Frank Foster. I think the time that Dave Douglas and Joe Lovano had as colleagues within the SF Jazz Collective really kind of brought them more closely together in service to a music that's in many ways larger than either of them and greater than the sum of the parts.
Director of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus, Ellis Finger. Sound prints featuring Joe Lovano and Dave Douglas are on stage this Wednesday, September 25th at 8 p.m. Performing with Dave Douglas and Joe Lovano is the pianist Lawrence Fields, bassist Linda O, and drummer Joey Barron. The concert is presented as the 26th annual Easton Jazz Festival in partnership with the Easton Boys and Girls Club. The box office number for more information is 610-330-5009. More information also available at williamscenter.lafayette.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. You're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.